Welcome to the Word of Life Tabernacle podcast, where we know one word from God can change your life today. From wherever you are listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
All right, those of you that have your Bibles, let's get right into this. I'm just ready to go this morning. Of course, take advantage of the YouTube channel. We welcome all our streaming audience. Praise God and you that are live here. And we thank God for His presence in this place. But I'm ready to go this morning. And so I trust that you have your Bibles. Although you have your Bibles open, we miss 2 Timothy chapter 1. And look at verse 5 and 6. I'm going to be teaching this morning a very prophetic message where we are right now. It's going to challenge you. It's called Rekindling the Fire in You. Rekindling the Fire in You. And then I'm using as a subtopic, getting your focus back. And I'm going to go on and make a prophetic statement while they hold that up there to kind of let it just saturate your mind in thinking. Where your fire is, that's where your focus is going to be. And we'll make these statements later on. And vice versa, when you lose your fire, you lose your focus. And when we're talking about fire, we're not talking about natural fire. We're talking about Holy Ghost fire. We're talking about purging, refinery fire that makes us better, the fire of God. You know, the Bible says God is what? A consuming fire. Amen. And if you get close to Him, you're going to get hot. And before this pandemic hit us, and even before then, people were already struggling and did. People, we were separated from one another, and there was different struggles and things in our life, and we all lost a little something. I don't know why people don't want to be in denial, but the church went through some things the last couple of years, and there are some things that got us distracted. A lot of people lost their focus. You know, it used to be Christ. I remember in the early 70s when I got saved, and the great conventions, faith conventions was going on around the country, man. People would drive and you would, you know, go to another state and it would be people of all races, colors, and denominations outside the Big Center singing hallelujah to God. Yeah, we exalted, waiting on the doors open, we're running. It was on fire for God. And I mean, it was just a hunger for faith and the word of God. And yet, the reality is that hunger and thirst is not like it used to be. There are people that have become distracted. So I just want to give you what the Spirit of God gave me. Don't want to offend anyone. Don't want to hurt anyone. Feel. But at the same time, on the flip side, I could care less. I'm going to say what God told me to say. Now, I know that sounds like an oxymoron. You don't want to do that. But God is more important to me than you and your approval. And so I want to say what I believe the Spirit of God is saying. So we're talking about rekindling the fire in you. Rekindle means it was something that was there that has gone down. We think about fireplace. We think about logs. Sometimes the embers have gone out. The fire is long gone down. You have to rekindle it with a winnowing fan or rekindle it with some type of fire sovereign to get it going, restarting the fire. And if you say, well, you've never lost anything, you're just being dishonest because we all did. Anytime we are separated like that and we are isolated for months and even years like that at home and from the fellowship and coming together physically, there's a fire that God produced when we're together that cannot be simulated at home or through a video or through television. I don't care. Thank God for streaming, but there's something about when we come into His presence. That's when the fire of God, that's when the smoke in the Old Testament, study the Bible, when the cloud, the glory cloud would come down, God would come in the building. And there was a fire and there was a presence of God. It would get so strong that the Bible says there was times the priest could not even stand to minister because the glory of God would fill the house, anointing and power and wisdom and fire and His presence. You just can't simulate that sitting at home by yourself streaming. And that's good. That's good. But it's in His presence where there's fullness of joy. So I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably going to preach this morning. So let me get started. 2 Timothy, let's look at verse 5 and 6. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, this is the King James, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, And I'm persuaded that it is in thee also. This is Paul talking to Timothy, his son of faith. Therefore, I put thee in remembrance that thou should stir up the gift of God that is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Let's look at this in Amplified. I'm calling to remembrance of your sincere and qualified faith, the leaning of your entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness, a faith that first lived permanently in the heart of your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And now I'm persuaded, and just hold that there for a minute, it also dwells in you. There, we're talking about generational curses, but there are generational blessings. There's a faith. What one generation does and pass down to the next generation makes a difference. Notice what was in his grandmother, mother, one generation, three generations, God in the other. Choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Keep going. And that is why I would remind you. Now listen to these terms. Stir up. You, not Pastor Diggs. You got to keep yourself stirred. You got to keep yourself hungry. You got to keep your own passion. Stir up. Rekindle. That means some, we lost something. Something went down. The fire has gone down. You need to put another piece of wood in. In the old days when we grew up, we had coal and kerosene. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you had a poker. Yeah, some of you don't remember that. But anyway, you got to rekindle. They say it's getting cool in there. Go in there and put some more coal or some wood on the fire. And sometimes you have to rekindle the embers of fan the flame. Anybody got a fan? Let me hold it. Bring me the quickest person. Okay. All right. Thank you. Here's a fan. Because I'm about to use this. Fan. What happens when you start fanning those little embers? They start getting white again, light again. He said, fan the flames and keep burning this gracious gift of God, the inner fire. That's what we're talking about. That passion that drives you, your purpose. Why God called you, your destiny, the inner fire. You know what God has called you to do. Because where your fire is, that's where your focus is going to be. You lose your fire, you lose your focus. You know, I know what I'm called to do. And if I'm called to preach and teach, and I got to challenge myself. I got to stir myself up. We all got to stir ourselves up. Whether you're an usher, a layperson, just a member, you got to keep yourself stirred to read the word of God. And keep that fire burning. He said, fan the flames of that inner fire that is in you by means of the laying on of my hands with those of the elders at your ordination. Notice what he said. I want that to get rekindled. I mean, we've lost something. We need to rekindle some things. You know, everything wasn't tradition. We need to rekindle our prayer life. Oh, come on, come on, come on. I'm talking about real prayer. I'm talking about believing God for revival, the form and the latter rain. Our walk with God. We need to rekindle that desire for the word, reading the word, that prayer time, that word time, the confession of our daily faith in God. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things. And like I said, we lost during the pandemic because we were separated. And I wasn't here in the flesh to encourage you and challenge you, but now God's restoring us. He's bringing us back, and you that's live streaming at home or some other state. God got the church as a whole lost some things, and we lost our focus. When we lost our fire, we lost our focus. There were things that began to pull us out of focus that became more important than Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We don't have to go into those things. And Paul is challenging Timothy. He says, stir up the gift. Stir up what's in you. Stir yourself. Don't become complacent. Don't become lethargic and lazy and spiritual thing. You have to stir yourself. Nobody gonna make you read the word. I mean, we just got kind of, you know, watching television. We lost some stuff. We lost the fire. When you lose your fire, you lose your focus. You lose your passion. And God want to restore that back to us. This one, but notice it ain't my job. I can come and teach and pray. I'm going to teach this message. Some of you ain't even going to get the CD, the DVD, but you need to, probably this is one you're going to need to go home and put on to keep yourself stirred. But I can't do it for you. He says, stir yourself up. Stir up that inner fire, that passion, that hunger for God. Now, this is amazing, but I got to give the definition of focus, because we're talking about getting our focus back. Focus comes from a Latin word. It's the Latin word for fireplace. That place of fire. It's a Latin word that means the fireplace. It's the focal point of conversion and conversation. Hold that up there. Fireplace, the place of fire, place of compassion. That's what focus means. When you lose your fire, you lose your focus. That fire, what that purpose, that destiny, your call in life, the thing that drives you toward God, the thing that moves you toward God. And it's the focal point of conversation, watch this, and conversion. It's where changes come. It's where we conversate. This is where God talks in the atmosphere of fire. In other words, we've lost the fireplace. In the natural, the fireplace represented a place of the whole family where there was conversion and change and conversation. You know, in the old days, we didn't have television. You look at the Waltons. It was the fireplace. The dad would come home, and John Boy and Mary Ellen and all them, and how was your day? I mean, you know, there was no distractions. It was the family room, the place of conversation. And where that the dad would impart changes and direction for his children and this and that. Well, there was no television. There was no downloading this or downloading that. There was not surfing the internet. There was no tweeting. There was everybody was not in one room, somewhere by themselves, isolated, and one surfing the net and someone else tweeting and someone else on Facebook. No, the fireplace is where the fire, it was a place of conversation. We don't talk. That's why our families have lost such values today. There's no more conversation. You, wherever you go to eat today, just look around. Look around. I don't care what restaurant you go to. You can go to Red Lobster. You can go to Longhorns. You can go to Outback. I guarantee you everybody's going to be on their phone, just going up and down. No conversation. No fireplace. That's where your focus is. And once we lose our fireplace or that place of fire, we lose our focus. That's why so many families and moral decay has come in our families, and why we see such rebellion and such anger in our youth, because there's no more fireplace. We've gotten away from that family room, that place of conversation, that place of talking and intimacy, where there's conversion and real changes are made. And how was your day? Well, Dad, I struggled with math. Well, let me help you, son. Well, how was your day? Well, in gym, we need this. And it was a place where a family time, a place of intimacy. But you don't even see that anymore. Everyone is isolated in their room, doing their own thing. There's no more. And God is calling us back to intimacy, to get our fire back around that. And I'm going to tell you what happens in that fireplace or place of fire. Look at Exodus 3. 2-5, because this is where your destiny is defined. This is where your purpose is defined, and we've lost something. And Moses, he's been defined by God. Sometimes we're so busy in the day to day, go to the grocery, get to this, go by the cleaners, take the kid to that we don't stop and take time. But notice what happens in the midst of that fireplace. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, yet it was not consumed. And watch this. And Moses said, I will now stop. Sometimes you need to be still. I ain't got time to run them all. I ain't got time to do this today. I need to go back to that fireplace where my folk are there. He said, I'm going to stop and turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned. Now notice what happens in the midst, the place of conversation and conversion. And when the Lord saw that he stopped, went back to the fire, paid attention, God began to talk. I said, God will begin to talk. We've got so big in the midst of that fireplace. That's where the voice, it's a place of conversation, of conversion. Moses is being changed from a herder, herding sheep on the backside of a mountain, to a deliverer. His destiny is being defined. His purpose is being in that fireplace. His focus is coming. But you got to stop sometime. what you're doing. Turn off the television. Turn off all the news. Turn off and get quiet and get back to that fireplace, the place of conversation. God began to, he called him out of the midst of the bush and said to Moses, notice if he wouldn't have got and paid attention to the fire, got in that place of the fireplace or the place of fire where our focus is, you won't hear God. You won't hear him just surfing the internet. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You're not going to hear God tweeting. You're not going to hear God on Facebook. God is calling us back to rekindle the flame. There's a voice in that flame. Keep it burning. He said, find the fire. If you feel yourself getting cold, you need to stir up yourself, Timothy. There's a gift down in you. There's a purpose down in you. And it's not just the, you know, surf the internet and all that stuff. So we've gotten caught up and we've lost our focus. And Moses, and he said, here I am. And he said, God says, see, God want to talk. But he, as long as you're busy running, got your focus, got to go to the gym. Got, ain't nothing wrong with that. Got to go do this. Got to get to the mall. Say, sale. Got, ain't nothing wrong with that. But this pandemic, we've lost our focus. He said, now you come near. Put off your shoes, off your feet. Do not come near. Because the place you're standing is holy ground. God is calling us back to a holiness, a place of holy, where the voice of God is in the fire. It's not in the television. It's not in your iPhone. It's not in the internet. It's not in tweeting. And don't get me wrong, ain't nothing wrong, but we've lost our focus because we have left our place of fire where the voice of God is. Thank you. I need some encouragement. You know it and I know. None of us is where we can be and should be in God. That fire, he said, keep the inner fire burning. Hot, on fire, prayed up, pursuing God with passion, commitment. No, it's the pandemic. We just can't, you going, I don't know. Lost the fire. And I believe by the end of this service, there's going to be some rekindling. I believe that even as I speak, the anointing of God, I pray that the anointing of the Holy Ghost, we ain't talking about natural fire. We're talking about John put it this way, I indeed baptize you with water into repentance, but there's coming one that's mightier than I, whose shoelaces I'm not. He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire, redefine, purging fire that draws you close to him. The church has grown cold. And they're loved and offended and mad and separated and got out of focus about stuff that don't even matter in the kingdom. It's only to Moses said, I got to stop. I ain't doing nothing. I'll cook later. I'll go to the mall later. I'll pay the bill later. I'll go to the soccer game later. After we became distracted, I got to stop and see what is this sight. And when he started listening, his purpose was in the vine. His destiny is the place of conversation and conversion. All of a sudden, he's being changed. See, we've been trying to change ourselves without his presence. You can't do it because it's only in his presence where the strength, the joy. That's why praying in tongues is so powerful. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, you build yourself up. There are things that I can't do alone, but when I begin to talk to God and begin to become strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, stuff that I'm struggling with, stuff that I can't do by myself, that passion, that desire I used to have to read the word and come to church, that passion that is being rekindled, hallelujah. And I pray that even as I speak, Holy Ghost fire begin to fall on some of you. I've done much prayer and been meditating this thing and think about it. So if it's coming out of me, it's because it's strong in me. I want to stir somebody. You've lost your focus. You know you done lost your focus. You're gone after something that has nothing to do with God. Don't necessarily have to be sin. It can be a weight. The Bible says, draw nigh unto me and I'll get near to you. God says, you move toward me and I move toward you with my power, with my anointing. But you got to stir up yourself, Timothy. There's some stuff down in you that's lying dormant. There's some vision, some dreams, some talent, the purpose of God in everyone in here. Put up my next, you've shared that, but yeah, put up my next statement. So then when you lose your fire, what happened? When you lose your focus, passion, you lose your fire. We kind of got that backwards. It's supposed to be when you lose your fire. I changed that this morning, but it can change maybe before, because it's important. Because your fire is where your passion is. So I want you to reverse that. When you lose your fire, your walk with God, your passion for God, then you will lose your focus. There were some of us on fire for God. So I want you to write that the way I'm saying it. When you lose your fire, you lose your focus. That's what happened to Simon Peter. When he first met the Lord, he was on fire for God. He was so focused. Oh, my God. God had made him a millionaire. He said, put your net down on the right side. All that, you know, he's a fisherman. Jesus is a preacher. And boy, he said, look, I'm a fisherman. You're a preacher. We've toiled all night, but have taken nothing. But nevertheless, at your word. And he brought in a net, sinking boat. And boy, he made him a millionaire. What you think they did with all them fish? Ate it? He sold them. He made more money. Jesus made him. And the same day he became a millionaire, he said, now take up your cross and follow me. That was just a paradigm. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. You're going to change lives. I see you on the day of Pentecost. And he had passion toward God. There you go. I like that. When you lose your fire, you will lose your focus. He was on fire for God. Like a lot of you started out. Reading the word, coming to God, praying, this and that. And don't get me wrong. I understand physical distancing. I understand we got to use wisdom. But that ain't no reason for us to lose our fire. Like I said, we might not assemble together, but we've been assembling somewhere. Some of you have been assembling at Disney World. Some of you at the restaurant. You at the cookout. You go roller skating. You just don't tell me, well, if you're going to church. No. Well, you've been assembling at Walmart. So don't tell me I can't go to. No, you going somewhere. Why not come where the fire is? I'm going to go anywhere. I'm going to go where there's fire, because that's where my passion is. And Peter was very passionate toward God. You know the story, to the point he said, you know, let us build you a temple and one for Moses. He was always, and then he made this statement. He said, do all others forsake you, not me, Lord. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Because he's passionate. He's telling the truth. Jesus said, look, Peter, I know you got a lot of passion. You're on fire for me. But today, before the cock so two times, you're going to deny me three times. Let's pick up the story. Let's go to Mark 14. Y'all with me? I want you to just get honest. I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm just saying that passion ain't there like it is. This pandemic took a lot of things from a lot of people. We got focused and got caught up, and this became more important, and that became more important. And in Mark chapter 14, I'm talking you at home too. Get off all that count. Get your passion back. Praise God. Act like you're going to church if you're going to stay on the street. Take a shower, put on some church clothes, and sit there just like. Otherwise, you're just going to be lounging around. You ain't taking it serious. Treat it like you're at church. Praise God. Someone talking, tell them be quiet. We in church. Let's honor God. Amen. Look at Peter. He starts off here, and this is now Jesus is on his way, you know, to be crucified at the cross. And remember, when you lose your fire, you lose your focus, right? We got to keep it stirred. And then we're going to pick up verse 53. It says this. And when Jesus was led away to the high priest, and when there was assembled, all the chief priests and all the elders and scribes, Peter followed. How? Afar off. See, he's already losing his passion. He's already distancing himself. That's what some of us, we still following God, but not as close as we used to. Why? We lost our passion. That's not important. It's not in passion. We followed afar off. We saw people been distancing themselves. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but nah, it don't take all that. What's happening? He's already losing his focus. Because if you're going to follow me from here to New York, and I know the way, and if you don't follow me closely, we're going to get separated. Cars going to get in between us somewhere, and you don't know where I turn left or right. We've let stuff come in between our relationship with God. And so he's followed him afar. Keep going, keep going. He followed him afar. I want you to look at your Bible, though, too. And watch this. And it says, and he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. Wait a minute. He's trying to warm himself by self-induced fire. Why? He's lost his fire on the inside. And so when we lose our fire on the inside, then we start looking for stuff on the outside. Drugs, alcohol, illicit sex, something to keep ourselves warm. And all these are just substitutes. And during this pandemic, a lot of stuff has been. And one thing about all these substitutes, no, you can't substitute the anointing. I don't care what you try to warm yourself with. Drugs, alcohol, movies, Disney World. It's not the anointing. Paul told Timothy, stop the inner fire. He ain't saying nothing about the outside. And he's warming himself with people that don't even bleed like it be, don't even have values like he has. That's what we begin to let other things creep in. And the chief priests and all the south, the counselors sought for witnesses against Jesus to put him to death, and they found none. Well, they talking about killing. That's why he's come. You know, when it comes to dying, we don't want stuff to die. Commitment and all that. No, I just want to just be a good little Christian, come every now and then. I think I'll come Easter and Mother's Day, but all that year-round stuff. Sound like to me you've lost your passion, your focus. For many bear false witnesses against him, but their witnesses agreed not together. Put this up in Amplified. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and elders and scribes were gathered together. And Peter followed him from a distance. That's what we're doing. People want to distance themselves. I'm a Christian, but all that praying and all that, you know, we don't want to offend no one, so we start distancing ourselves. Sound like to me you're losing your passion. Because the fire, in order to be heated by fire, got to be close. He followed from a distance, even right to the courtroom of the high priest, and he was sitting in the firelight when the guards were with the guards. Everyone say, warming yourself at the wrong fire. You should start letting relationships come in. You know, it's okay to, you know, watch a little this and do a little that. I mean, they're okay. They ain't Christians, but you know, they're good people. Well, good people go to hell because they ain't saved. And I'm not knocking being good. I'm just trying to say, when we lose our inner fire, we look for these substitutes. We look for things and folks around us. And let's go to movies. We're trying to substitute this passion and hunger for God. And let's do drugs. Let's go to a party, man. Come on. I'm not a Christian, man. Come on. We ain't going to drink or nothing, but let's just go to the party. Trying to get warm. Party can't warm you up. Huh? Alcohol can't warm you up. It's just going to make you drunk. Look, drugs. Come on, man. Let's do something. This is bad, man. No, man. I don't do. I'm a little deeper than that. I'm on the crack cocaine, man. What are you trying to warm yourself up, other sources? And he's warming himself. Now, the chief priests and the entire council of the Sanhedrin, they were constantly seeking to get a testimony against Jesus with a view to condemn him and put him to death. That's why Peter said, man, let me kind of back off here. But they didn't find any. Watch this statement. For many witnesses repeated bear false witnesses against him, but their testimony did not agree. The Spirit of God gave me this statement. He says, in other words, they couldn't get their lives straight. Many false witnesses. No, he was here. No, he was down at the so-and-so. No, he was at this club. No, he was at that. Well, wait a minute. You ever see people lie so much they can't get their lives straight? They just get something on them. What's happening? And he's warming himself around folks like this. Look at your neighbor and say, whose fire you been warming beside? Okay, don't ask him that, because I know you don't do anger. But no, who's warming you? Who's trying to keep you warm? And now y'all don't want me to go too deep down that road, do you? Is it God? Okay, let's stop, because I think your imagination is running away. Just my imagination, what? Running away with me. Seriously, we got to get our fire back in there. Can't nobody, I don't care who you get close to, can't nobody warm you up like God. Now, we're going to pick up verse 66 through 72, but we're going to do it from the Amplified. But I want you to follow me. I'm going to do it from the Amplified, the rest of this. So he's already kind of distancing himself, like a lot of people distancing themselves from the church, that God thing. See, the church has really become lukewarm, all-inclusive. We mingle ourselves with the secular world so much, we've almost lost our distinction. And I'm not knocking, this is not just about dress. I ain't saying you got to walk around here. Listen, man, I believe in being hip dressing. Now, I ain't talking about that. But I'm talking about when you begin to lose your passion. The world ain't trying to mix with us. We've been trying to mix with them. Just turn on your television. Turn on your television. Sometimes, who is that? Is this a church service or is this a party? Sometimes I have to look. Oh, that praising God. With that dance? When Peter went down below the courtyard, one of them servants, maids, one of the high priests came. See, we don't want to identify with them no more. Some of us don't want to identify. When you start getting off and this and that, you know, what you do for a living? You're on the plane. Oh, I'm a motivational speaker. Now I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, some of you start getting ashamed of your relationship. And warming himself, she grazed and tinsel at him and said, wait a minute, you were with Jesus Nazareth too. But he denied it falsely and disowned him. See, what's happening? Losing his passion. Distancing himself, disowning him. I need to know him, nor understand what you say. Then he went outside the courtyard and was in the vestibule. And the cock crowed. All right, that's one time. And the maid saw him. Another maid said, began to say to the bystander, this man is one of them. But again, he denied it falsely and disowned him. And after a short while, again, the bystander said to Peter, really, you are one of them, for you are Galilean, for your dialect shows it. But he, watch this, commits invoking a curse on himself should he not be telling the truth and swearing, I do not know the man. What the cussing? You know we got cussing Christians. Don't mean I say they're just still cussing. They're still working on something. They thought they were delivered. But boy, you made them mad. Got him stirred up, and that old man rose up. Hallelujah. Can't, you thought he was dead. No, he wasn't crucified. He just fainted. He come alive. You know how some of you get. Oh, I know you don't do it here. I know everybody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But I'm talking about when that man, you know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you something. When that neck get the pop, you don't want me to get my knife. I go to my trunk. Oh, you want to go there? Come on, some of y'all. I know y'all. None of y'all. This is for these people that's going to get this CD. I know everybody here are just Christians, wonderful Christians. No attitude. He went to cussing and swear. Now, this is a man that had passion for God. Now he's cussing, denying him. I do not know this man by who you're talking. And at once, the second time, the cock crew. And Peter remembered how Jesus said before the cock crow, twice. See, he's lost his fire, so he's lost his focus, right? He's trying to warm himself with natural fire, drugs. We look for other things to substitute the fire of God. You will utterly deny me. Disclaiming all connection, man. That's what a lot of churches have done. All inclusion. We don't want to offend anyone. It don't matter what you do, did drug out, whatever. You don't know commitment. No standards. Just come on. Disclaiming all connection with me three times. And having put this, watch this, thought upon it, he remembered. And this is a good thing. He broke down and wept aloud, amen. That means he didn't feel God with this in his heart. He felt God in his action. Long as you can repent and realize I ain't where I used to be. I used to be on fire. I was serving God. This man made me a millionaire. When I first came to Word of Life, I was so excited. I read my Bible. I studied. I sought God. I was in there before this pandemic hit. I had my prayer time with God. I had my confession time with God. I was on fire. I had passion for God. But we've lost that fire. Rekindle the flame. And the only thing that can change us is repentance. When you weep. Something we don't like to do. When your heart, not your garment, weep. God, I love my first love. I remember when I was on drugs and alcohol as a teenager and when nobody cared about me, Ronald Diggs. And no one, they said I was a mess and that I was going to die and go to hell. I remember staying under the bridges and those nights when I was on the graveyard asking demons to possess me because I didn't have no peace and no joy. Nobody knew all the times that I fell out of drugs and passed out and woke up in ditches. But you saved me anyhow. Oh, you saw something in me that no one else could see. You cared for my soul. And Lord, I don't want to fail you now. I want to get back. I want to stay on fire for you. I remember those days when I first met you. He said, you've lost your first love. What do you mean you don't love me? You don't have, in the book of Revelation, he said you neither hot nor cold. You used to be on fire. But now you're trying to warm yourself with a little alcohol. Warm yourself with a little secular this and secular that because you don't really want to identify with me like you used to. But the thing is, God is calling us back to weeping. Genuine tears of repentance. David understood it after he had missed it in Psalms 51. And he knew the sentence was death for murder and adultery. But he got honest with God and he said, God, you desire truth on the inward part. Behold, I was born to shake in iniquity. And in sin, my mother did conceive me. And it's me who need prayer. It's me. It's not my brother. I'm going to put the focus on me. Wash me. And I shall be cleansed. Cleanse me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Renew the right spirit within me, and don't take the Holy Spirit from me, God. And as he began to weep, the Bible says God is near unto a broken and contrite spirit. When you, even though you fail, God, he looks at your heart. He's not like man. He knows a lot of us have lost the fire. A lot of us have lost our passion. And is there anyone that's weeping in their heart? Because God says, I'm looking for someone to show myself strong, whose heart is repentant to show myself strong in his life. No. We like the pandemic because they didn't put no demand on us. We can many times use it as an excuse. I'm like, that's a pandemic cause. Yeah, but you went to Longhorn and ate. Yeah, but. Went to Disney World with your mask. You went to Universal. Got on the Hulk with your mask. But when it comes to the things of God, and I've learned nothing can replace the fire of God. Let me save you some time. They were singing a song. I looked high, I looked low. Couldn't find nobody. Looked to the east, went to the west. Boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, drugs, alcohol, movies. I couldn't find nobody that was greater than you. And so he's talking about weeping. He's talking about coming back to the altar. He's talking about rending your heart, something we don't like to do because we're too busy. We've gotten comfortable in our pandemic. And the reason we've got comfortable is because we've lost our focus. And the reason we lost our focus is because we lost our fire. And we're trying to use substitutes. Put up my statement. Lord, have mercy. Lord, help me, Jesus. When you lose your fire within, we look for substitutes, fire for from outside sources. Huh? We all go through it. This is a good message. Jeremiah was on fire for God. He was called a weeping prophet. But soon as he got thrown in prison and God didn't deliver him, soon as trouble come, soon as bills come, soon as we get offended, whatever it is, cause people lose their fire. He said, I ain't preaching no more. He said, I quit. And he said, I'm going to sit down and I ain't doing nothing. You know how some of us get, I ain't going to church, I ain't read my Bible, I ain't studying nothing. Don't come to me with no God stuff. I don't want no CDs. I don't want to hear nothing about God. See, when you lose your fire, you lose your focus. You're just out of focus. But God says, I'm going to rekindle that flame. And even though he wanted to quit, the Bible says it is God that worked in us, creating the desire and will. God won't let you quit on yourself, even when you want to quit. You said you weren't going. He said it was like fire shut up in my bones. And so what does God do? He's using a word. His word is a refiner. His word is a cleanser. That word is a fire to break things off of our life, to bring us back to the place that he wants you and I to be. In Jeremiah 23:29. He said, is not my word like a fire? There's a burning going on right now. See, fire reveals what's real, and fire reveals what's substance. There's a lot of stuff we've gone at that wasn't even real. We've gone at the pipe dreams. We've gone at the delusional things. He said, is not my word like a fire that consumes all that cannot endure the test? This fire will get rid of all the impurities. This fire will get rid of all the distractions. It'll get rid of all of the sin. All of that stuff you don't need in your life. He said, it can't stand to see fire. When something goes through fire, it purges. It's got to stand the test. Precious things go through fire. That's why gold and real silver is refined in fire. They put the fire to it. And when the fire go to it, it melts and all the impurities come to the top and all the uncleanness come out of it. And then once it's hard to get, you got 100% pure gold. God is trying to get the best out of our lives. He wants the fire to come and he's bringing a word this morning. You that's streaming at home, he's bringing a word. Get rid of the substitute. You can't substitute the anointing. He says, like a hammer that break in pieces the most stubborn resistance, stuff that's been trying to hang on to your life, people that's been trying to, that you know are no good for you, stuff that's been holding you back, waste, that word will refine you. That word will begin to purge you. That word will bring you back to that place. God says, I'll knock the things off of your life that's been holding you back because I want you to come forth as pure gold. This fire is not going to consume you. This fire is going to make you the best that you can be. It's going to bring out your talent. It's going to bring out your gift. Timothy, stir up the gift of God. Don't get distracted. That is a fire, man. Has been laid on you. There's an anointing in you to help people. There's wisdom in you. There's knowledge in you. But there's impurities in your life. So the pastor's going to have to bring a word and it's going to knock stuff that's been resisting, that's trying to hold you back and won't let you go. Relationship, breaking it away. Y'all. See, that's what I'm talking about. There are some people still won't play games. I ain't cuff all that. Yeah, you just want a little dabber, do you? God says, I don't want a little dab of you. I want all of you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. Give me all your heart, all your soul. And I'm bringing the fire. And I'm rekindling the flame. Because I want the best out of your life. Satan wants the worst. He wants to destroy you. Hallelujah. Hosea chapter 7. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some people still just won't play church. Matter of fact, some got happy when the pandemic come because they didn't like coming to church, all that commitment and all that stuff anyhow. So I use the pandemic as a smoke screen. But we need to get in the presence of fire. The Holy Ghost fire. God says, my word is like that. It's a purging agent. And the most stuff that's stubborn resistance, stuff that thought had hold of your life, strongholds in your mind and your body, there, he said, it'll break it loose. And what's so amazing is just the stuff that's hurting our lives. It's not the stuff that's holding you back, stopping the gift. That's why Paul told Tim, man, there's a gift down in you. There's a fire. Rekindle it. Fan those flames. Don't let it die. Don't let the fire go down. Don't lose your passion. Unless you're going to be like Peter. But he had enough sense that all of that, even though he tried to distance himself, to weep. Y'all got Hosea? Everybody need this. You need to find the book of Hosea. Because we hit it somewhere. And I want you to come with me on this trip. You got Hosea yet? Okay, give me a minute here. What I say? Hosea what? Ephraim represents Israel because it was one of the sons of Israel, out of Israel, which represents the church. And in verse 8, look what it said. Ephraim hath mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake not turned, a cake half baked. How many of you know that in order to bake a cake, you got to keep it under the fire? Huh? He said, what made him like that? Mixing himself. It didn't say the world came and mixed itself with the church. It says the church has mixed himself with the world, with the secular world, trying to impress. Let's do like this. Let's bring a little of that in. Let's mix our music. You know, let's get a little hip-hop hooray in the church. Hey, a little hip-hop, let's pop and snap and. You know, we're going to still be saved. But let's mix it a little bit so we bring the people in. Let's mix our dance. Instead of all that, let's bring a little. See, some of you can do it. I don't know what they're doing, but some of you can. But don't tell on yourself. You don't have to go to pop it. Let's just make a big little church. We ain't gonna bomb. We gonna still preach the gospel, but let you know. Let it come. We want more people. Let's mix ourselves. Let's mix the atmosphere. Instead of the true anointing that removes burdens and destroys you, than the fire of God. Let's get some smoke machines. Since we ain't got no glory, let's make it like a concert. Let's mix it. Oh, y'all don't have to get quiet on me. He said, Ephraim has mixed himself with the people so that they're like a cake undone, a cake that's not. I tell you what, let's mix our language. Let's talk a little hip-hop parade, a little this and that. Let's find out how the world talk, and let's come in and let's try to be like them. Now notice, it ain't the world coming to the church. It's the church, Ephraim, going to the people. Mm-hmm. Let's see, mix our videos. Now we got Christian quote artists that's popping up with R&B rappers. They say, come on, man, let's just mix it. We are all good people. And we've mixed ourselves till we've lost our distinction. You can't even tell the church anymore. Oh, don't y'all. I mean, you dress. I ain't talking about just clothes. I'm talking about something bigger than clothes. I'm talking about your passion for God. Huh? He says strangers have devoured it because his strength. That's the anointing. Folks that don't even have your values. Folks that don't even have your views. Folks that could care less about you. We've mixed ourselves. And he said, you've lost your strength and you do not know it. Yet gray hairs are here and there upon him. And he know not. And the pride, see your pride of Israel, testify to his faith that do they not return to the Lord their God. They won't return. God said, you left me and you mixed yourself with the secular world. You don't win the world by becoming like the world. I said, conform not to this world, but be ye transformed. You change the world. Don't let the world change you. But now, how are we going to bring in the people? And you turn on the television today, like I said, you can't hardly tell. What is this? What is going on? Is this a party? Or is it revival? And what we've tried to do, we've mixed the world so much until that we can't tell the secular from the sacred. Is that God? Or is that VH1? That God is that Revoke? Is that God? Is that MTV? It's got a little God, just enough God. See, he said a cake had baked. How many of you know that the old folks, when they used to bake a cake, in order to make sure it was baked, what did they do? They get that straw. Did your mama do this? How many of you know what I'm talking about? And stick it down. And when you pull it out, if it's gooey, it ain't done. And what he said, on the surface, you appear like you're Christian. But inside, you don't have no commitment. You don't have no fire. You don't have no, I call it the three C. Character, commitment. And conviction. So you're like a cake. And that's why I'm bringing the fire. Because I want you done through and through. I just don't want you looking brown on the top and trying to appear just enough God, but distancing yourself like Peter from it, because you want to please the secular world in your teaching, in your pulpit. Listen, when I get in here, I'm going to bring the word of God. I ain't trying to win the secular. Why are you going to win if you get convicted and there's conviction? But we're going to be a cake not done, or a cake half turned, not turned, then we ain't going to win nobody. He said on the surface, you know how to talk Christian, you dress like Christian, you drive a car, you got all the prosperity. But inside you've lost your commitment, no fire, you're still undone. Because you've mixed yourself to the point that you've lost your distinction. On the day of Pentecost, there was a distinction between the church and the world. We don't know who's a Christian now because of offense and politics and everything else we can think of. We've mixed ourselves and brought in other personalities other than Jesus Christ and worship those cult personalities more than we do Jesus Christ. And you've lost the anointing. You still got big steeples. You still got padded pews and carpets, but there's no deliverance. No one is getting saved here because you've mixed yourself. And none say, let's go back to God. Well, this morning I'm calling us back to God, back to the fire. If it's hot in here, it's supposed to be hot. That's how you cook a cake. God wants you all the way done, through and through, not just the surface. He wants you done. He wants you committed. He wants you sold out. He wants the character. It takes everything. But he said, no. Some of you are like a cake that's not done. I don't want no cake with no gook in the middle of you. Put this up. Cake needs to stay under the fire till it's done. Rekindle the fire. So you can get your commitment. You can get the character. Are you listening to me? You can get all the three C's, the commitment, the character, the conviction of God. See, you don't pursue me. You're religious. Then when pastor bring the fire, it gets too hot, you want to jump out of it. Ready to go. Now, this is the greatest message that you'll ever hear. God wants us through and through, not just done on the surface, looking like a Christian, but we're so, like I said, we've mixed ourselves that we've lost our distinction. You got caught up in the thing. You can't even tell the Christian is in the cake. And yet they said it's all right. No, it ain't all right. It's time to like Peter. Weep. I'm not where I used to be with you, Jesus. Lord, I repent. I want my focus back. I want my fire back. This other stuff can't something. The internet, surfing the internet, all the entertainment, iPhones, this phone, iPads, all of this, all the social media world that we have, tweeted and Facebooking and downloaded and everything that we do and FaceTiming and whatever, all the technology, all the stuff we do, trying to do to entertain ourselves with everything that we can think of it. And you know, I'm going to, it's just because of the loss of fire. Put up this statement. The church has almost lost its distinction trying to mix itself with the secular world. You can't even hardly tell Christians anymore. Because they're on the worldly videos. They speak in the worldly language. It's a hip-hop church now. There are some churches whose whole thing is based, the atmosphere, they can't get the real Father glory, so they, like a concert, and I'm not knocking none of this. It's okay to have a good time, but we've lost our fire. And God is calling us back to get back under the fire of the word. That's why he's sending this message. The church has almost lost its thing, trying to mix itself. Our videos of this, because we don't want to, well, let's become like them and line in them. And I ain't going to get into the dress because you can dress how you want to. As long as your heart is right. But if you're just going to dress because you're trying to appeal to them, that's the only reason you cut your, got half your jean. And I don't mind. Look, I got some distressed jean. I know what it is. It's okay to have a little hole here, Lord. But when your whole thigh and everything, well, you might well just throw them things away. Just put on shorts. You're trying to mix yourself. You make it. That's a call for somebody. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying we mixed ourselves. You know, and we drop our stuff down here and all our pants. Man, that's what they do in prison. That thing came out of the world. And now we're bringing that stuff in church. And I'm going to say something, but you know, when I was a kid, mama made me put on a tie and earn your coat. You come to church. Now, kids don't even have to come to church. They do what they want to. And then when they do come, they just don't anything like they go into a ball game, sit back. Look, man, we've mixed ourselves to the point we've all, there's no more distinct. Exodus 11:7. But against any of the Israels shall not so much as a dog move his tongue against a man or beast, that you might know the Lord makes a distinction between the church and the world. There's a distinction. We've tried to mix ourselves. Your King James says a difference to the point that we've lost the anointing. We're having a good time. We got big churches. You see all the big concerts, but no one is getting saying, yes, we're dancing, we're jumping and all of that, but who's getting really born again? We've mixed ourselves. God put a distinction. Can't tell the church from the world. Because some of us like being a cake half-baked. Just enough God to identify with Jesus, but I ain't going to follow him. I ain't gonna be committed to him. All that worry, all that coming to church, all that, but I'm a kid. That's a kid. God said, I want you done through and through. And the only way to get you like that is keep you under the fire. I'm bringing my man of God, who's bringing a prophetic word and an apostolic word to put you back under the fire. God says, I want you done. Not mad, not offended, just done. Certain thing, I'm done with strife. I'm done with this individual. I'm done. I'm done. Done with the drugs. I'm done with sidekicks. I'm done with distractions. Hallelujah, I'm done. I want the fire back. I want my focus back. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Let me close. Look at Matthew 12. The anointing, you can't miss the anointing. You lose your fire, you lose your focus. Then we start looking for substitutes, start warming ourselves with anything, anybody. Drugs, that can be anything. And it's only temporary, it's just a substitute. How many of you know when you've been touched by God, that anointing can't nobody do you like Jesus? God is calling us back. He said, you've mixed yourself. You're like a cake that's not done. Half turn, just enough God to try to then make it look like it were, but you don't identify with me. You're just like Peter. Let's close with Matthew 12. Here's the good news. All of the good news. Oh, I know you ain't gonna hear this a lot of places. Yeah, you take courage to preach this. You gotta be on fire to preach this. You gotta wanna do what's right to preach this. You gotta wanna get close to God. Look at Matthew 12. Here's the good news. Some more good news. How many are getting something out of this? How many sense the presence of God, the voice of God? What God is saying to you is more important than what I'm saying. Let me put it to you this. What God is saying through me to you. Because I'm saying one thing. God is talking to individuals about your life. See that? Knock that loose. Break this loose. Let go of this. Get your fire back. Get your vision back. Find your purpose. You used to be here. You got off track. You got offended. You got this. You let so-and-so pull you out of church. You used the pen. What? That, see, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm closing. Y'all got Matthew 12? Look at verse 18 and 20. Jesus is such a Savior of compassion. Look at verse. He said, behold, my servant, capital S, whom I have chosen. Talking about Jesus now. He said, my servant, who I have chosen, my beloved, in him, whom my soul is well pleased. You know, this is my beloved son. Come on. He's talking about Jesus. And thou hast found his delight. And I will put my spirit upon him. And he shall proclaim and show forth justice to all nations. Now I'm reading from the Amplified only. He will not strive. He ain't gonna argue with anyone, nor wrangle, or cry. You gotta want this out loud. Nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. Look what he said. A bruised reed I'll not break, and a smoldering, dimming, burning wick, which I will not quench till he bring forth justice. Hold that up and cause a victory. God says, I'm with you. I'm reigniting in flame. He said, a bruised reed I'll not break. How many of you know what a bruised reed? A reed is what's on a lake or a little pond. That little, you know, it's a little, it ain't even a stick. It's like a piece of grass. And it's bruised. And he said, when you at your weakest point, I won't break you. People want to put you down. See, fire reveals what's real. Real friends will stick with you through the fire. When you lose your job, you lose your home, this happened. Real friends, if they're real, come on, they'll stay with you through the fire. And he said, I'm going to stay with you. He said, if you let your weakest point, I'll not break. Nor a dimming, listen to this, smoldering, dim and burning wick. How many of you know what that is? That's in a fire. The fire been out hours ago. And there's one little dot left. And it's so easy to just say, she gone. And he said, no. He said, I'll not quench you. I'm going to bring my fan till I bring forth justice for the just cause. He said, all I want you to do is turn back toward me. He said, I don't care how dull you've gotten. don't care how you might be smoldering, fit to go out, and the body's saying, ain't no way she gonna make it, ain't no way gonna be nothing. He said, you just the one I'm looking for. Put this statement up as I close. So Jesus is igniting Holy Ghost fire in our lives to purge out all impurities. He's igniting Holy Ghost fire. He said, listen, I know some of you, your fire much less on fire. You're that smoldering wick. And you just stumble in here this morning. But he said, I'm for you. I want to rekindle the flame. You mix yourself. Gone at the stuff that have deceived and deluded people. Thought it was going to satisfy you. And it left you still hungry. But he said, guess what? Matthew 3, 11 and 12. He said, he answered and said, oh God. Matthew 3, that's 13. And that's very important. Matthew 3, 11 and 12. While they're finding it, oh, is that correct? Yeah. No, it's 13. Listen to this. He said in Matthew 3, and this is King James only. He says, behold, I got to turn to it because when it get up there, someone says up there. He said, indeed, I baptize you with water into repentance. That there cometh one after me, that's mighty and high, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and what? Fire. Whose fan is in his hand? Oh, what is the fan there for? What Jesus said, I got a fan in my hand. When I see your fire going out, whose fan is in his hand, he will purge his floor and gather the wheat into the garnish, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This fire only purges out impurities. Precious things are lasting. They go through fire. Diamonds, you have to apply pressure for them to be cut. In order to get the olive oil, you got to apply pressure. You must be squeezed. In order to find wine and grape, it's got to be crushed. Gold, silver, things are refined. He said, I'm bringing the fan and I'm going to find. And all what I'm trying to do is get the best out of your life. God wants to bring the best out of our lives. Have we found it yet? Have we found it yet? Because we need to see that. We need to see that. Matthew 3. Okay, answer said in it. Okay, I guess it's just, okay, well, anyway, it's all, huh? It's up there now? Okay, I need to baptize you with water into repentance. But it cometh one who's mightier than I. See, we're talking about Holy Ghost fire. Rekindling the Holy Ghost fire. He'll baptize with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. Next verse. Whose fan, a smoldering, some of you came in here dimly lit, but I've been preaching this word and God been fanning you. We're going to get your fire back up. I don't want to destroy you. This fire ain't going to, it's just going to get rid of the stuff that's been holding you back. My fan is in my hand and I'm fanning Holy Ghost fire. Sanctified fire that draw you where you don't have to warm yourself with substitutes anymore, Peter. And he will thoroughly purge us. For that's what fire does. It purges us. It get rid of the offense, the hurt. God said, I just want to get rid of the impurities in your life. And got in the wheat and burned that junk. And he said, with unquenchable fire. I'm telling you, so God is looking for the church. Praise God to rekindle the fire. And I'm fanning this right now. I'm praying that the Holy Ghost is falling on somebody. You're getting your pack because we've lost our focus, because we lost our fire. We've lost the fireplace, the place of conversion, the place where there's change. Then Moses stopped and said, wait a minute, let me stop and see what this sight is. All of a sudden when he sat down, God began to speak and God is talking through fire this morning. And he said, I want you back. You've mixed yourself. You've lost your distinction. I never told you to go to the world. Hallelujah. I told you conform not to the world. You've mixed yourself. The music and videos and stuff and tried to appeal to them to the point that you've lost your distinction. But I put a difference between the Egyptians. I put a difference. There's got to be a distinction. You are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a city that's set on a hill. You should be showing the world away, not you going after the world. Now, I wonder this morning, is there anybody feel the fire of God drawing you, pulling on you? This inner fire. He said, Timothy, rekindle, fan the embers of. Don't let it go out. This inner fire. Some of you got gifts and you don't want to die without the gift of God, your true purpose. When Moses began to stop and listen to the fire, he found out I'm a deliverer. His destiny was defined. His purpose, your true purpose is in the fire. He said, I'm not putting out nobody. I know people, other people gave up on you, but his fan is in his hand. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I know, quote, we in a pandemic. But I wonder, is there anybody honest enough to say I've lost my focus because I lost my fire? I let stuff pull me out. Some of you got offended. Some of you let some old negative person pull you out of the church and stop you. Some old negative, he said, she said. Some of you, you just do laziness because you've just been through so much. Bills and problems and the pandemic is taking its toll. But God is saying, it's okay. I'm calling you back home. I'm calling you back for mixing yourself with the world. Don't be a cake undone, half turned. I want you under fire. I want you whole through and through. You look good on the surface, but inside you're crying. Got on the right clothes, talk like Christian, but inside you're not done. I want to bring you back under the fire. I wonder if there's one person that has lost their focus, lost their fire, that say, Pastor, I want you to pray for me this morning.